Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 108 on HER, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and her mindful aging. You heard me right. Before we start the episode, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants, Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after this episode to rate and review this podcast because we so welcome your thoughts. I read them all. Love the feedback. All right, it's time for HER.
HER, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about HER.
Mindful aging. What's that all about? What do those words mean? You know, when you think about the aging process as a woman, how do you embrace your life after 50? How do you even begin to define what's going on in your life? Have you ever thought about doing it, mindfully? We have the expert in that field. It's Dr. Andrea Brandt. And Dr. Brandt has over 35 years of clinical experience as a renowned psychotherapist, speaker, and author. In her work, Dr. Brandt reveals positive paths to emotional health that teach you how to reinvent and empower yourself. Hey, sign me up for that one. She really loves to emphasize the mind-body-heart connection as a key to mental, physical, and emotional wellness. But oh boy, here's the best part. She's the author of a new book called Mindful Aging, Embracing Your Life After 50 to Find Fulfillment, Purpose, and Joy. Dr. Brandt, welcome to the HER podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. Peek.
Well, you got some street creds on you, not just academically, but you're not 20 years old, so that helps, right?
That helps a big way.
Yeah, all right.
Society sends us the message that old age is just the waiting room for the end. And, you know, a lot of people have really, really good health, and they want to embrace the changes that come with getting older. And, you know, mindful aging really means appreciating and making the most of the years you have left to live, seeing life through a lens of realistic positivity so you can always control, you can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you interpret and react to life's inevitable ups and downs.
Well, Dr. Brandt, you know, I was so excited to get your book. So as I was beginning to scroll through it, I must tell you that in the beginning, I was thinking to myself, oh gosh, this is going to be maybe some earthy, crunchy thing that's going to bore the hell out of me about, you know, kind of airy-fairy concepts of aging. Oh my God, was I surprised. It was so practical. It was so down to earth. And it really was a huge wake-up call because the questions you ask are, you know, make you hit the pause button and go, wait a minute. So one of the first was, am I really prepared to grow older? Now, no one had ever asked me that. Right. You know, when I was thinking to myself, has anyone ever just walked up to me and said, hey, are you prepared? Well, you know, it's one of these things where one moment you're 40, then you're 50, and then you're kind of scrolling through that. The years go by. No one ever asked you to take a moment, pause,
right,
and say, hey, you know, are you really kind of strategically thinking this through? can you make the most of life when life has still so much to offer you? Is 60 the new 45? Is 70 the new 50? And all these negative feelings and fears about getting older, and what changes can you make in your life right now to lead a much more meaningful life as you age? These all of these questions and issues really made me pause. And I think everyone out there in the Herb podcast land would like to understand a little bit more about how you do that. So you have, let's do a very quick overview of the 7-point program for feeling our feelings so we can fully engage with our lives. Let's go through that. Go ahead. Hop right into it.
Well, firstly, you have to feel and process emotions. So you must be in your body and in the now. And the best way to get there is through the process of mindfulness, which has you in the present moment in a non-judgmental way. The second thing is call to mind an issue, a conflict, or a situation that you've been upset about. Review what happened in as much detail as possible and experience it with all your senses, which means you have to be, again, mindful when I say slow down and drop down into your internal self, you know, because sensations come before emotions. In other words, you might feel a heaviness in your chest. You might feel hungry. You feel that in your body before you even put the word hunger to it. So when feelings begin to arise, you need to be able to sense it. So continue to breathe deeply in and out, and after a moment of relaxation, mentally scan your body for any of the sensations and feelings that you've just uncovered, and observe your physical feelings such as tingling, vibrating, tightness, cold, itchiness, burning, queasiness. And then, number four, name it. Associate an emotion with the sensation. For example, like tingling in your chest might be anxiety or it might be excitement. On my website, there's a whole list of feelings and sensations that people can check out. And then using the mindful approach again, which creates emotional safety, we need to fully accept everything that we feel without judgment of any kind. Then we need to feel it and experience it. Remember, the role of emotions is to prompt decision-making and action. They signal us that there is something we need to do. And to free the energy of the emotion from our body and psyche, we need to express the emotion, including taking the action that dictates. Now, I know that I'm asking people to do the antithesis of what society dictates, because we have been brought up in a society that says that if it feels bad, get rid of it. And I'm saying that people need to sit there with it, feel it, and express it, name it, see what it you need to do with it, what's the impulse, what's the action you need to take. And what the goal is to get the wisdom, the message that the sensation and emotion that you're experiencing, you need to connect with it and get the wisdom and the message that it is giving you. And then you have to share it. Find someone you feel safe with, sharing your reflections, write about them, describe what happened, how you reacted at the time, and what you've come to see about it now. Journaling privately for yourself and writing letters, but not sending them to those whom you originally needed to express your emotion, can also be really helpful. And then if you express it and release the feelings, you're moving that energy out of your body, so you're letting it go. And you can visualize.
You know what I love about what you're saying, Dr. Brand?
Pardon?
You know, if I can, Dr. Brand, you know, what you're really saying is don't run. You know, be right there with it.
Run.
Good, bad, or otherwise, just basically pay attention to what's happening, confront, be with it, observe
right.
it. You know, experience whatever feelings you're going to have. You know, it's really interesting. If you look at the work of the great centenarians, you know, about the great centenarians by Dr. Pearls and Silver and other people who have looked at people who are at least 90 and over, one of the things they all concur about as a characteristic of these successful longevity types is that they are exquisitely stress resilient, meaning that, of course, they've got stresses, all kinds of stresses, and they never stop. It's just that they adapt and adjust to them like a great athlete who sort of deftly moves and with the ebbs and flows of what's happening them around them. That's the way they navigate.
But what I'm also saying, besides sitting with them and expressing it and not to run, I'm also saying get rid of the things that don't serve you anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
that's why it's also why Pearls and Silvers called their centenarians stress shedders. Because
right.
one of the things they do is, you know, I mean, they're human beings. I mean, if they lose someone in their life and whatever, but
yeah,
if there's some toxicity, if there's some toxicity in their life, you
right.
know, someone who's just a real pain in the noogies, you know, come on, life's short here. You
exactly.
know, who needs that? And so you have to be able to say yay and nay and stick
right.
with it and stop putting up with toxicity that you don't need, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's what you have to shed. And because those things don't serve you anymore. And there's no age at which we must abandon our dreams and surrender our possibilities, but we have to surrender this other stuff and shed this other stuff so we can get to our visions and our dreams and our thoughts and possibilities of what we want and how we want to live our life now.
Well, Dr. Brand, we live in a youth-oriented society. There
yeah.
are, you know, very funky stereotypes about getting older.
Yeah.
And you're saying we got to break through that.
Yeah.
How does one do that? I mean, you know, obviously once you hit 50, 60 plus, you know, things are changing around you physiologically, biologically, psychologically, you know, environmentally. I mean, all kinds of things are going on here.
Right.
How do you stay positive and productive and progressive in the face of not just media and cultural stereotypes, but also things that are starting to really change up for you that might be a challenge?
Well, you know, you have to see yourself, number one, as not over the hill, but at the top of the mountain.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's
you're not
good.
Over the hill. You really are at the top of the mountain. There's so many things. We've paid our dues. There's so many things that we had to experience, tolerate when we were younger. So many responsibilities we have that we don't have anymore. So we can make wonderful connections with people and tap into our authentic self to discover our dreams and our visions. We don't have family obligations necessarily. We can get other people's voices out of our heads. Part of living your life for yourself is clearing out other people's voices and develop what I call realistic positivity. And self-talk is a big part of realistic positivity. You know, telling ourselves that what our dreams are, and this is where the rocket fuel that we need to gain blast off comes from, which is maintaining a mindset of realistic positivity, which is one that helps us grow better as we grow older and to create a life that we love so that we can see things as how they are and how it is and what's happening around us, and not just use our assumptions about how things are. So it means seeing and accepting what is now, both in our inner and outer worlds, and then putting our focus on what we love and bringing joy into our lives. So many people go through life and have wonderful things happen to them, but they're not used to just stopping and acknowledging them. And they do things, or they have confrontations, or they exercise, or they make a wonderful meal, or they go to a wonderful, they make a nice new friend, or they go to a wonderful movie. And they don't just acknowledge that that brought them a lot of pleasure and joy. We're not used to honoring joy. And I think joy is a huge part of what makes feeling good at an older age really great.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. I actually, Dr. Brandt, I actually use joy as a verb. I just decided to go ahead and destroy the, the American vernacular. Just, I say go out and not enjoy, but just joy yourself,
exactly.
You know, and this way you actually can pinpoint that. You know, it's interesting. I also think there's a gender specificity about some of this. I think that women spend half their life trying to make sure everyone else and his brother has joy, and they rarely ever take a moment to honor what gives them joy because they're so busy caregiving anyone who comes within 100 feet of them. And
right.
I think it's really important for women to take a moment now and to simply say, wait a minute, stop, you know, hit that pause button again.
Right.
And really make a list of things that actually give you joy and ask yourself, am I practicing this? Am I practicing
right.
Joy in my own life and not feel guilty about it? And, oh, my gosh, I should be caring for someone else instead of, you know, doing this joyful thing. Forget that noise. Come on, man. You know, you're 50, 60, 70, 80, and, you know, you deserve you know, to be able to have joy. You deserve to have that throughout your life. But
absolutely. And there's an
exercise. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. And there's an exercise in my book that has you go through the decades of your life and what were the things that brought you joy then? And do you still do some of them now? And what do you do now that brings you joy? So it makes people stop and think about it.
Exactly. You know, people, again, it's that word mindful again. They're not paying attention to what gives them joy.
Now,
they're just sort of blasting through life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, take a moment, folks, you know, and like I always love to say, hit the pause button. Give yourself a license to chill. Right. Just sit there, and it's okay just to be, not to do, but to be. And then just, you know, are you aware of the fact that the sun is out? Do you feel the warmth on your face, et cetera, et cetera? It's so terribly important, right?
Really
the other thing,
important.
Well, let's look at the whole issue of growing older, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, we live in this youth culture, and everything is about that, it seems, at times. But really, at the end of the day, if you're taking good care of yourself, if you're trying to optimize your health and well-being,
right.
And when I say health and well-being, I mean mentally, spiritually, and physically, all
right.
of that, you're doing the best you can, then guess what? You're aging well. You're doing
yes.
the best you possibly can. And now add these other delightful, delicious things that you can now do once you're over the age of 50, 60, 70, like take the time to do even more joyful things. Sometimes it was awfully hard when you were raising a family. I mean, you were scheduling breathing at that time. Now, flash forward, you deserve more time to do those absolutely amazing, joyful things. Sit down and make that list.
At this age,
makes sense?
We still can reinvent and re-energize ourselves. There, you can see life in a realistic way, connect with others, stay in touch with old friends, meet new people. You can have romantic relationships, rejuvenate the one you're in or find a new one. Work through and release old traumas and beliefs that, as I said, no longer serve you. Eat well, exercise. Those are all things that are the tools that make you feel good.
All right. So how can older people, right, craft a new vision for becoming older, old age, as they say in the business? How do you craft a new mental perspective?
Yeah, they need to get other people's voices out of their head, not to listen to them. They need to do things that make them feel healthy and good about themselves. You know, there's that old saying, sing like no one is listening, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like nobody's watching. That needs to be the goal.
Oh, I love that. I just absolutely love that. I'll embrace that.
And decide what makes you feel healthy and happy. As I said, exercise and eat well is always helpful. And explore your spiritual side. Religion and spirituality can offer a lot of comfort as you age. And tapping into that side of yourself can help you find deeper meaning in life. And that's true even if you don't believe in a higher power or belong to a religious organization. You don't have to do that. But those organizations, spiritual groups, spiritual organizations, are a great way of meeting people. But never stop living a full life. Keep learning, creating, and exploring.
I love it. You know, one of the most important pieces I want everyone out there, you know, to really grasp, right?
Yes.
Is blowing off the voices. Just get rid of the voices.
Yeah.
Enough already. I mean,
it
I know,
enough.
You know, many of us have had a very challenging childhood, you know, adolescence, young adulthood, whatever. And we were listening to other people's definition of who we were. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Once you hit 50, 60, 70 and over, bag those voices, honey. Create your own. Right? Listen
right.
to your own,
my
honor your own, respect your own. In other words,
yeah,
create your own story and quit listening to everyone else's story about you. You know, just do your own, stick by your guns, and enjoy it. Really thoroughly savor it. That's your story. Yeah. And don't you ever let anyone take that from you. And I think that that's a very big piece of the core of this marvelous book written by Dr. Andrea Brandt. And it is called Mindful Aging, Embracing Your Life After 50 to Find Fulfillment, Purpose, and Joy. And Dr. Brandt's wonderful website is agewithpurpose.com. Again, that's agewithpurpose.com. And it's Andrea Brandt, and that's B as in boy, R-A-N-D-T. And she is a PhD. And so I want to make sure you understand that we have gotten some fabulous words of wisdom about how to age mindfully and to pay attention and to bag the voices of old and embrace your own. Dr. Brandt, I cannot thank you enough for being on the Her podcast.
Well, it was my pleasure, Dr. Peek. I really appreciated it. And anytime I feel so strongly about this material.
Gee, we couldn't tell.
Hearing it. What?
We couldn't tell. Oh, my gosh, you're so passionate about this. Thank you, Dr. Brandt, and everyone out there. Remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take a moment to rate and review this marvelous episode we just did. Run on over to iTunes and rate and review. And I'm waiting to read it because I love to hear from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. And you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.